Good morning. I'll tell you what, I have that old rascal Luke Clayton on the phone today. Can you kind of walk us through how the outdoor experience has changed in your life over the years?
I can, Cindy. And I think mine is pretty predictable. When I was a teenager and even before that, when I was 12, 13, I was all about getting the limit, filling those tags, which I seldom did at that age, especially for deer. But, you know, if I went quail hunting, it was all about shooting 15 of them, a limit. And I didn't want to play around. I didn't want a 410 or a 20 gauge. I wanted a 12 gauge, even when I was 12 years old, you know. So that went along through my 20s. By the age of 30, I discovered muzzleloaders. I had an old Hawking muzzleloader. Well, at that point, I even muzzleloader shotguns and muzzle-loading rifles. That's all I shot and hunted with, muzzleloaders, for about maybe 10 years. Well, by then, I'm about 40. Well, at that time, you know, I managed hunting leases and things like that, and, you know, so I'd forbid anybody from bow hunting with me. Bow hunting, y'all just get in there and scare the deer away before we real hunters get a chance to hunt with muzzle loaders or centerfires. Well, I was with a buddy of mine, Mark Billette, who's been our guest many times. Well, Mark takes a Coke can at 40 yards and drills it dead center with his compound bow. So I say, okay, if he can do that, I can do half that at 20 yards. So I started practicing. I got a bow in the spring, and I shot 3D targets around my house religiously every day, and I loved it. And I got to where I could do what Mark could do, 40 yards even. So that fall, I killed my first whitetail buck with a bow. I was hooked. I started hunting hogs and later elk, you know. And so I was a rabid bow hunter, and I am to this day a bow hunter. There's just something about getting close, and you got to be, regardless what anybody says, to be an effective bow hunter, you have to be a good hunter. You just have to be. About a year ago, I met a buddy, Terry Tate. He's all about big bore air rifles. So I started shooting big. None of these are not the pump-up, you know, pellet guns of yesteryear. These things, I killed a hog with this big bore. And then I started shooting a 25 caliber air rifle. It's called Air Force Condor. It's a very potent little rifle, 25 caliber. So I now, you know, bow hunt mostly. I will still shoot a muzzle loader. If I were to go on a pronghorn antelope hunt out in New Mexico, I'd probably still take my 270. So I guess the point is that there's been a progression there in my hunting to where at the point now that I'm not really married, if you will, to any one particular way of hunting. I just enjoy it all, and I think I have a whole lot more fun with that mindset, Cindy.
Luke, thanks so much. I'll see you next week.
Okay, look forward to being with everybody again next week. Thanks. Support for High Plains Outdoors comes from the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Margaret Holmes Seasoned Canned Goods, Air Force Air Guns, and Night Sight.